This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Is it great news for Joe Biden, the presumptive Democratic nominee, that Bernie Sanders has spoken out about the Tara Reid accusations? Remember that? It's a scandal a day. I mean, every single day, unfortunately, even in the midst of a lockdown. And speaking of a scandal, is it a good move for Joe Biden to put AOC on board as one of the leaders for the environmental policy for the new Biden administration that he ardently hopes will come into existence? We will get to that. And there's actually good news. I think every American can agree that it's good news regarding one of our founding fathers. And we will get to that. That's actually good news from the Disney Corporation. Yeah, that's intriguing to me. First off, there is an issue of media bias. And Lara Logan, who, as you know, has a long career as a broadcaster, she is not associated with a specifically conservative point of view. She worked for many years for CBS. She was on Fox News talking about media bias and using the very prominent example that we had highlighted on this show of Chuck Todd of NBC, of Meet the Press, asking Peggy Noonan a question on Meet the Press. And he asked her a question playing a segment of Bill Barr, the Attorney General, where it sounded as if Bill Barr was simply dismissing any concerns about Russian collusion or anything of that kind. And he didn't do that. He didn't say that. When you play the full statement, it's so obvious that even Chuck Todd has apologized for it. But here is what Lara Logan had to say on Fox.
Just look at what happened with the Attorney General William Barr's comments that were cut in half on the Sunday talk show, right? When Chuck Todd went after him for not saying exactly what he did say. These are not accidents. I mean, come on here, people. Like, give me a break, right? At this point in where we are, take a look at the fact here. How come the New York Times never makes a mistake that supports the Trump administration? How come no other paper does that as well? And how come nobody cares about the fact that you got a Pulitzer Prize for a story that was 100% false, and then you went back to the same sources and you gave them a platform and let them justify and defend their actions? That reporters don't know what the law says. They report on laws and they don't even know what they say.
Okay, look, it is a bad situation. And the self-righteousness of some of those reporters that you see in some of their confrontations with President Trump. Do I think President Trump handles it flawlessly every time? No, far from it. But honestly, the arrogance and the self-righteousness and the tone-deaf nature of those reporters who clearly see themselves as above any criticism or beyond any criticism and who do not acknowledge the fact that what Lara Logan is acknowledging here, that there is a pervasive tilt by mainstream media. And this also involves the unmasking controversy regarding Michael Flynn.
I mean, one important point to make here, Grinnell as DNI, he's not unmasking anybody. He doesn't have to follow those rules. He has to follow the law of declassification. He's declassifying the names of people who did this. Why? Because Samantha Power said under oath in her testimony that hundreds of people who were unmasked under her name, that she had nothing to do with that, that she didn't know who did. Well, something's wrong here. There's something wrong that actually occurred. And the people who unmasked Michael Flynn violated his Fourth Amendment rights. This is about the right to privacy and the Constitution of the United States. That's why you can't put the identity of U.S. citizens, because we don't have the legal right to surveil our own citizens the way we do foreign diplomats. And when somebody leaked that information to the press, they committed a crime. They leaked classified information, and that's a felony. And that's what we have to be looking at. What journalists are doing is they're allowing people to spin them, and they're allowing them to obfuscate the truth, and they're focusing on other things. And the Times puts their opinion in the paper every single day. This apology is a joke.
Okay, there is there is another perspective to what she was just talking about. And it's actually a more accurate perspective. The policy of unmasking is not a violation of the Fourth Amendment. It's never been found to be so. The Trump administration has done unmasking just this last year 7,000 times. 7,000 times. What unmasking involves is if, while you are monitoring some kind of foreign agent or foreign operative, where you have to have a legal basis for doing that, when you have gotten that legal basis through a FISA court to listen in to some kind of foreign operator, and that foreign operator is talking to a U.S. citizen, that U.S. citizen remains unidentified in the paper trail and in the reports that go to basically foreign policy and national security personnel. But if there is a reason to identify who the person is, then you can request an unmasking. And that's what happened with Michael Flynn. And by the way, the idea that it was appropriate for some of those people to find out who it was who was talking to the Russian ambassador, I think that's appropriate. What is inappropriate is persecuting and prosecuting Michael Flynn in a way that it seems to me is entirely inappropriate, and which is why the Justice Department probably made the right decision to go along with Michael Flynn's own desire when he changed his lawyers to change his guilty plea. And look, right now there's a very real problem with the judge who may not accept the Justice Department dropping charges. Alan Dershowitz had a powerful piece today in the Wall Street Journal in which he made the point that really it's not the judge's job. He shouldn't be focused on that. But one of the things that the Wall Street Journal says about Michael Flynn and the unmasking is, and this is in the Wall Street Journal today, not the New York Times, not the Washington Post, not CNN, not MSNBC. The earliest request cited in the memo was from Samantha Power, who was our ambassador to the United Nations, on November 30th, 2016. That's after the election. Many of the requests came between December 14th and December 16th. The one from Joe Biden came January 17th. It came 8 days before January 12th. It came 8 days before Biden's term ran out. Mr. Obama had warned Mr. Trump against hiring Mr. Flynn as national security advisor. The Wall Street Journal has reported, citing Mr. Flynn's service as head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, in 2014, President Obama, a Democrat, fired the then lieutenant general from that senior Pentagon post. And there were lots of complaints against Flynn, none of which involved the Trump campaign, because the Trump campaign wasn't even conceived of in 2014. Mr. Flynn pleaded guilty in 2017. to line the Federal Bureau of Investigation. That's what is at issue here. The way that he may have been led to making those statements, to which he pleaded guilty. What about Bernie Sanders on guilt or innocence regarding Tara Reid? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show. Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kanger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it is an honor to welcome back Daniel Henninger, who is the deputy editor of the Wall Street Journal's editorial page. He does a weekly column, which is indispensable. It is called Wonderland. It appears every Thursday in the Wall Street Journal. Today, Daniel, you're writing about what you call the Flynn debauchery, and you have a couple of sentences here that I think it should strike every American and should strike fear in every American. You say, next year, or 4.5 years from now, Mr. Trump's presidency will pass into history. Left behind, though, will be a permanent Washington establishment in which many Americans today have no trust. None. Assuming for a moment that President Trump wins re-election, as many people believe is extremely likely, what could he do to reestablish some of that trust?
Well, I think, Michael, that one of the things that he or his administration will do, and I'm thinking specifically of Attorney General William Barr, will be to, as the saying goes, clean out the Aegean stables at the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the FBI. I think as well, the intelligence community and its misuse of the unmasking function clearly also has some problems that would be beyond Mr. Barr's purview. What I am writing about specifically is the reality that permanent Washington establishment for the last 3.5 years has decided to use its authority over these extraordinarily powerful institutions, not to protect all Americans, but to use them to break rules and to go beyond the bounds of their authority in ways that threaten the civil liberties of Americans, specifically Michael Flynn. Before that, we had Department of Justice Inspector General Michael Horowitz's long report about the misuse by the FBI of foreign intelligence warrants against Carter Page, who was actually pretty much just a functionary in the Trump campaign, but they trampled Carter Page. And before that, the Mueller report and its lawyers, Robert Mueller's lawyers, ransacking through the lives of an extraordinary number of people to produce nothing in support of the idea that it was Russian collusion. And I think what we see here, Michael, is a permanent Washington establishment who is more or less in charge of the American system, completely losing faith in the American system. There is a rule of law. There are rules. There are procedures. And most of us accord them this authority and power because we think they will abide by those rules. But because they were so upset about the prospect of a Trump presidency, they decided to break the rules left and right, thereby resulting in what I think is an extraordinary loss of trust on the part of the American people in these very important American institutions. And as you suggest, if he's elected, Donald Trump and his administration is going to have its work cut out restoring that trust, which I think really does matter, Michael.
Don't you think that one of the things that either President Trump, if he's reelected, or Vice President Biden, if he ends up actually winning the election, that we ought to establish is trying as much as possible to keep the FBI and the intelligence community from getting tangled up in investigations of American political figures? And now, look, there may be some extreme examples, if you can imagine someone, like I'm thinking of Henry Wallace, when he was even Vice President of the United States, who had all kinds of very dubious connections going on with the Soviet Union. That, I would imagine, should be an exception. But in general, the kind of close monitoring on all sides of active politicians, that's dangerous, isn't it, in a republic?
Yes, I think it is dangerous. The last time, I think, after Henry Wallace back in the 1940s, you had a period when J. Edgar Hoover, then the director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, was using the FBI for political purposes, such as his scurrilous investigations of Martin Luther King Jr. and other figures. Hoover was using the FBI as a political weapon, and that is indeed dangerous. And I think Bill Barr is trying to get to the bottom of the way the FBI was used after Donald Trump won the election and in the months afterwards to elevate the so-called Russian collusion narrative with the support of some very high officials inside James Comey's FBI. And I've been waiting for the longest time, Michael, for Christopher Wray, the current director of the FBI, to give a major address, speech to the American people, assuring them that this sort of thing will not happen again. But so far, that has not happened, and I'm not sure what Director Wray has been doing since he's been given the job of succeeding James Comey. But I think the American people really do need some aggressive public assurance that this sort of thing is not proper in the American system and will not happen again. As you suggest, whether the target is the Donald Trump administration, the Trump campaign, or indeed the campaign of a Democrat, be that Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders, it doesn't matter. That should be out of bounds.
You know, without any question, especially because we spend so bloody much on this whole intelligence apparatus. Now, part of the reason we spend so much is because of the reaction to September 11th. But don't you think people, conservatives, are supposed to be concerned about government waste? Do you think that part of the problem is we just have too many different intelligence operations and they're all stepping on one another and they all seem to have a fairly independent objectives and modes of operation? Couldn't we do with maybe cutting back on some of this intelligence establishment a little bit?
Well, I think so. I mean, a lot of it has been brought together inside the White House under the Director of National Intelligence. But, you know, I'll never forget, back in 2017, the New York Times did do a story about the outgoing Obama administration's concerns about the possibility of collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians. And because of that so-called concern, they released some of the information they had to 16 separate U.S. intelligence operations. Can you imagine?
No, it's unimaginable. A powerful column today, The Flynn Debauchery. We'll link to Daniel Henninger, always insightful, always welcome, on The Medved Show. Bernie Sanders on Tara Reid coming up.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at a medical supply company in Pennsylvania, President Trump says it's time for the United States to reload what the country needs.
Never again will another president inherit empty shelves, or expired products, at least hopefully in 5 years you're talking about?
Attorneys for the man accused of killing an African-American man in Georgia say their client is entitled to one basic right under the law.
Travis has a presumption of innocence. That presumption of innocence follows him from now throughout the course of this trial until and unless a jury decides that he is not innocent.
Attorney Jason Sheffield calling Ahmed Aubrey's death a tragedy and promising to seek the truth in the case. The attorney saying there's also been a lot of rush to judgment in the case. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are far more serious. Christine Blasey Ford claimed to have been groped by Justice Kavanaugh when he was a drunken 17-year-old. Tara Reid insists Joe Biden assaulted her when he was a 50-year-old senator and her boss. Moreover, the first time Dr. Ford ever spoke to anyone about her allegations came 30 years after the purported event, in conversation with her therapist, while Reid discussed her charges with at least four friends or family members in the same year they allegedly occurred. In neither case does it make sense to disqualify a candidate for high office based solely on dubious long-ago charges by a single accuser. Applying that standard to Biden means the Democrats should acknowledge the far flimsier grounds they had for attempting to really find out who the winner is.
Receive 50% off any download in the MedVid History Store by becoming a MedHead member. Join now at michaelmedvid.com.
And you can save 20 additional bucks, 20 bucks off, if you put in the SPRING40 promo code when you get an annual membership. That comes to 11 cents a day and that 50% off. At the MedVed History Store. Go to michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com. And when it comes to American history, Bernie Sanders will have a chapter. And one of the things that is different this time from his last experience running for president in 2016, last time he was very late getting behind Hillary Clinton. He has gotten behind Joe Biden fairly early, and he is part of this entire group of basically experts that Biden has put together, and each group on each different issue, on the budget and on taxation and on the environment, has somebody from the Bernie Sanders side of the party and someone from the more center of the party, the Joe Biden side of the party. And Bernie likes that, and he's been getting along fine with Joe. So it's not surprising that he supports Joe Biden regarding the accusations against him by his former aide, Tara Reid. Here's Senator Sanders.
We have fought for many, many years to try to create a climate where every woman in this country who believes she was harassed or, worse, assaulted, has the freedom to speak up with impunity. And Tara Reid has that absolute right. As you well know, Joe Biden has vigorously denied that charge, and people have got to listen to his statement as well, and respect that statement as well. And I think, as Joe has said, and I think what makes common sense is the media has got to do its job as an independent, in an independent way, of investigating her claims. And that's about all that I can say.
Should the vice president provide full access to his papers at the University of Delaware and elsewhere?
I'll let Joe answer that himself. But I just think, you know, we need a, you know, the media has got to do its job.
Okay, the media do have to do their job, and that should include pressing for full access to those papers at University of Delaware. What's fascinating to me is there was much less basis to have a full government investigation of Christine Blasey Ford and Brett Kavanaugh and her accusations. Her accusations, after all, did not have to do with a government employee or a public official. Joe Biden was a senator when he was accused of harassment first, and then later, much later, assault by Tara Reid. Brett Kavanaugh was 17 concerning the accusations against him. But this was what Bernie Sanders said about Brett Kavanaugh.
Trump and Judge Kavanaugh have two options. Number one, Trump can say, I am withdrawing Judge Kavanaugh's nomination because I am concerned about what I heard. Or secondly, Kavanaugh himself can say, you know what? These allegations are not true. And I want the FBI to do a thorough investigation to discredit them. Those seem to be the two options that we face.
Okay, as a matter of fact, the FBI did do an investigation. I know it wasn't as thorough as people like Bernie Sanders wanted. But isn't there more basis for an FBI investigation if that's what's needed here? I mean, I know the FBI doesn't have the greatest reputation right now, but still, is there more basis for an FBI investigation regarding Joe Biden, who allegedly assaulted a woman in a corridor in the Capitol building when he was a government employee, when he was a United States senator and a senior United States senator? It just seems to me the double standard is appalling. And when it talks about a double standard, it's worth looking at one of our founding fathers, because there is big news regarding Alexander Hamilton, who in a certain wildly successful musical introduces himself like this.
The Pentateuch was temple, connected it to his brain, and he wrote his first refrain, the testament to his claim. Well, the word got around, they said this kid is insane, man. Look up a collection just to send him to the mainland. Get your education, don't forget from whence you came, and the world's gonna know your name.
Alexander Hamilton. My name is Alexander Hamilton. And there's a million things I haven't done. But just you wait. Just you wait.
Okay, this is the most successful musical in ever in Broadway history. And guess what? You're going to be able to see a filmed version of that musical, not by paying like $1,000 a ticket, and tickets did go for that in Broadway, but by watching it at home. There's a Disney has announced that it is planned to stream a filmed version of the stage production of Hamilton, starring Lin-Manuel Miranda, the same brilliant guy who wrote the music and the words and starred in the original Broadway cast. The plan is a pandemic-prompted shift. Just 3 months ago, Disney had announced that it was going to prepare this film for release on October 15, 2021. No, it's now July 3rd of this year. And this is such an interesting piece of work. It's historically responsible, not perfect historically, but it's historically responsible. And you do have a sense of some of the excitement and the miraculous achievements of the founders. There's a song, Right Hand Man, where Hamilton is first included in George Washington's inner circle. Listen.
We are out there, you're out there. You need a
help you can get. I have some friends, Lawrence, Morgan, Lockheed, and Lafayette. Okay, what else?
Outnumbered,
outplayed. I need some spies on the inside, some kingsmen who might let some things slide. I'll write to Congress and tell them we need supplies. We rally the guys, master the element of surprise. I'll rise above my station, organize your information till we rise to the occasion of our new nation.
Here comes the general.
Ransom.
Okay, I think that audiences will rise up for the filmed version of Hamilton. And there's one thing about it. It does have some adult material in it. I think it's great to expose kids to it, but Alexander Hamilton was a remarkable human being. He was a genuine hero. No, he never assaulted a woman in a Capitol Hill corridor, but he had a he did pay hush money, and that's what it was. And it's part of the musical to a woman and her husband with whom he conducted the most shameful incident of his life. And then he wrote about it at great length and made it public and came forward. All of that is included in the musical, which is based on a fine biography of Alexander Hamilton by Ron Chernow. In any event, it's Disney has issued a statement. Robert Iger, who's back apparently for the time being, at least as Disney executive chairman, he says, in this very difficult time, this story of leadership, tenacity, hope, love, and the power of people to unite against adversity is both relevant and inspiring. I actually agree. And I got to tell you, I can't wait. And I think this is a real opportunity and something worth celebrating. I'll tell you something else that's worth celebrating. There's a 19-year-old kid from a very, very modest background who just did something remarkable that kind of gives you hope that, yeah, this is still America. We'll be right back. I'll tell you what it is coming up.
Receive 50% off any download in the MedVid History Store by becoming a MedHead member. Join now at michaelmedvid.com.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com. Right now, at this moment of crisis, a lot of people have a lot more on their minds than just normal aches and pains. But I'll tell you why dealing with those normal aches and pains is so important. Because one of the things you need to do to strengthen yourself, to help face all of the challenges that are out there, is regular exercise. And if you're hurting, if your legs or your feet or your arms are hurting, you can't do it. Relief Factor really can help. The 3-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call them directly, 800-500-8384. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner. That's michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner or call 800-500-8384.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Like. Yeah, there's hardship, there's polarization, there's great challenges that face this country at this particular moment. Everybody feels it, everybody experiences it. But every once in a while, you get a reminder that the American people are special and beautiful, and that there are a lot of things that still work in this country, even with the lockdowns. That gives me the opportunity for a feature that we do from time to time. We call it, based upon the name of a piece of music, a fanfare for the common man. Okay, this common man is named Jose Nunez Romanis. And he was headed to the bank, this is on May 3rd, just a couple of days ago, to deposit money so that he could buy some socks online for his grandfather. And so he went to an ATM, and right next to the ATM, he saw a large, clear, plastic bag. And he says, this is in Albuquerque, New Mexico. He says, when I first saw it, I kind of stared at it for a few seconds, not knowing what to do. I was very shocked. I've never seen so much money. Nunez is 19. He's a student at Central New Mexico Community College. He said, after the initial shock wore off, he just took a picture of the bag. It had a tag on the outside of the bag that said it contained $60,000. That's right, $60,000 in $20 bills. When later it turns out it actually also had $75,000 more in $50 bills. A total of $135,000. Nunez said when he was asked by the press, it never passed through my mind to keep any of it. Nunez first thought about calling the toll-free number on the Wells Fargo ATM. But instead, he said, you know, I better call 911. Why? Because he didn't want to seem as if he had been stealing. He didn't want somebody to charge him. How did you get that money? So he called the police. They said they were on their way. He put the bag in his car. And then he pulled his car away so somebody else could use the machine who had been waiting in line. He then called his mom and said he was going to be home late for dinner. Two police officers arrived within minutes. They took the bag and they took Nunez's statement and information. He said his parents expressed amazement and disbelief when he recounted what had happened, even after he showed them the picture of the money. Simon Drobic, who is a spokesman for the Albuquerque Police Department, said, "I've seen a lot of stuff in my 21 years with this department, but this was unique and refreshing for the department, for the city. I think this is the biggest amount of money found in Albuquerque and returned. Probably the biggest amount found. How many people find $135,000 in cash?" At a ceremony to honor Nunez last week, at the Albuquerque Police Academy, Mayor Tim Keller commended him. "Man, we all know that temptation, even just to take a little, but one of those bundles off the top. I mean, that had to be really hard." And Nunez has received a $500 scholarship from an electric company. He got a plaque. He got gift cards, some sports gear. But when Drobic, who's with the police department, learned that Nunez was studying criminal justice at community college and wanted to pursue a career in law enforcement, he invited him to apply for a position in the police department. Nunez said he went to the station this last Friday. He filled out an application to be a public service aide, an entry-level position for those who want to be cops but don't yet meet the requirements. Quote, "I've wanted to be a crime scene investigator or a detective for the police since I was a kid," Nunez said. "I already had my mind set on that." It kind of makes you feel better about America's future, you think? I'll tell you, there's a movie that you might enjoy if you're longing for baseball as I am that also makes you feel better. This is a remake of an older film where the remake's actually better than the original. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
If you're longing for baseball's return, satisfy that longing with one of the great baseball movies of all time, 1994's Angels in the Outfield, where manager Danny Glover encourages struggling pitcher Tony Danza, but he's not the only one who's helping.
"I got nothing left." "Yeah, you do. You got one strike left. You got an angel with you right now, and he's going to help."
And those Angels, led by Christopher Lloyd, help the California Angels fight for a pennant, which a struggling foster kid, played by Joseph Gordon-Levitt, thinks will help him repair his broken family. Sure, the film is corny, but it's wonderfully satisfying, with deeper and more resonant religious overtones than the 1951 version that it handsomely remakes. 3.5 stars for the splendid Angels in the Outfield.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
And that, for those who haven't seen it, that is a film you can definitely see with kids. We're also going to be getting tomorrow to what happens to the enormously expanded government that we now have because of the COVID crisis. I mean, if you take a look what the Democrats are talking about spending additionally, we are way, I mean, way out of control when it comes to federal spending. Stephen Harper, who's a former Prime Minister of Canada, actually has a powerful piece on after COVID, government must shrink. But how do you do that if people have become acclimatized, I don't know, to getting a $1,200 check for every American in the mail regularly? Are we going to end up going full Andrew Yang? That's what Nancy Pelosi says she wants to do. Regular checks to everybody. So how do you fight against that? We'll also talk about the evidence from yesterday where the Republicans won two contested seats for Congress, including flipping a Democratic seat in deeply Democratic California. Mike Garcia, Navy fighter pilot, won that seat. He'll have to defend it again in November. But here's the thing. Could there be evidence that this could be a wave election that is very different, profoundly different from the election that we experienced in 2018, which was a Democratic wave election. Is there a possibility of a red wave? Yes, we'll talk about that. And there's something else, and I'm catching up with it. I am going to be reviewing, because I know people are interested in it. There's a new movie that's going to be opening very, very wide. It's going to be a gigantic hit, almost for sure. People can screen it at home, because theaters aren't open yet. Not, I think they may be open in San Antonio. I don't know where they're opening elsewhere. But remember Scooby-Doo? There is a new Scooby movie. That's right. It is the origin story, apparently, for Scooby-Doo. And it is aimed at broad family audiences. And I am going to be watching it so we can determine whether it is worth your investment in watching it. And the GOP is getting ready to produce its own aid plan in answer to the Nancy Pelosi House bill. We will get to that. And, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez also has some extremely grand ambitions about using her position as the co-chair of a Biden task force on the environment to try to completely remake not just America, but the world. Is that kind of ambition appealing in America? We will debate that, of course, and talk about all of the latest ongoing debate about the lockdown, how it ends, when it ends, if it ends, and about the ongoing politics surrounding the unmasking scandal. Here it is, we're supposed to be wearing masks all the time, and unmasking looks to be a very serious problem. That and much more. Next time, Friday, week's end in this beautiful spring that we, I hope, are all enjoying in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, right? It and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.